Every one of us here is called to holiness, to be set apart. This beautiful reading from St. John's first letter, in which he goes back and forth between children and fathers, young men, children, fathers, young men, representing all of us in different ways at our different states of life to be holy. This idea of holiness and separation, which is what holiness means, being separated for God, it's very clear when he says, "Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." That we have to be separate from the world, that we have to live in the world but not be of the world. Now, shifting to the gospel, this is now the third day in a row, just by a happenstance, that we read from Luke chapter 2, when we hear about the presentation of Jesus to the temple. We heard Simeon yesterday and Sunday, and today of Anna. Two people that recognize this baby as the Messiah. Now here's a question. How do they do that? How do they know this was God? God's Son. I mean, think about the temple. Jesus was not the only one being presented. There would have been many, many babies. People would have been milling around. There would have been tons of families at the temple. And, you know, sometimes in art, sacred art, we see Jesus, you know, with the halo. Or Mary with, you know, kind of the halo around her that glow. Well, it wasn't like Jesus, Mary, and Joseph were walking around translucently or as glow in the dark, like, hey, they weren't holding signs. So how were they recognized? It's a fascinating question, because they were. Simeon said, "Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. He's seen the light." We have Anna, an 84-year-old, advanced in years, who, coming forward at that time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. What was it about these people, Simeon and Anna, where they knew the Lord when he came? Well, it was because they were holy. They're close to God. Anna never left the temple. She worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. You know, the more we grow in holiness through God's grace, the more our eyes of faith are strengthened, the more perceptive we become to the Spirit, the more we have the courage and the strength and the discipline to choose the good, to avoid the evil, to be separate from the world, the more we just see and perceive God in our world, the more we grow in wisdom. Simeon and Anna had advanced through God's grace so far that they were able to pick the baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph out of a crowd, because their eyes of faith were strong, because they were holy. We have these great examples of Anna, Simeon, of course the Holy Family before us during Christmas, is signs of what God can do in our own lives. As we walk around the world to see Jesus in the poor, in the brokenhearted, in the destitute, as we see God in nature. It's called the holiness is so very important. So we strive today to live in the world and not of it, to love not the world, but to love God with all of our heart, mind, and soul.